Oh, so Kozazoi. We're learning some of it in Yanam of Tefillah, and we have we're up to Yehi Chavod. Yehi Chavod is different than all other parts of Psukei Dezimra. The rest of Psukei Dezimra are Pshatim and Tehillim. Yehi Chavod are assorted Psukim in Tehillim, etc. Some of the psukim are not complete psukim. Hashem Elch, Hashem Malach, Hashem Yochel, Ba'ed is not one pasuk. It's parts of three different psukim. Rabbi Yonah Ries has an article about Yehi Chavod in the Wayu Mitocha Ohel book about tefillah. He tells a story about how he was once in Yale, and it was Chol HaMoed Pesach, and the Baal Tefillah starts saying Mizmor HaSoda, which we don't say on Chol HaMoed Pesach, because we're not makir v'karbon todah. And Rabbi Reis is like saying, "No, Yehi Chavod!" Right? In other words, you should say Yehi Chavod, skip the Yehi Chavod. And people often feel that Yehi Chavod is not so important, but there are inyanim to talk about in the Yehi Chavod, which is really worth noting. It happens that Rabbi Amram Gon writes that precisely because Yehi Chavod is a sort of psukim rather than just being a parak of Tehillim, that shows that Yehi Chavod is the ikar of Zimra. It's against what we normally assume, that ikar of Zimra is Ashrei and Halukah is number 3 and 5, perhaps, depending on how much time you have. Rabbi Amram is assuming that the Yehi Chavod is the ikar of Tefillah. Yehi Chavod Hashem La'olam, Yismach Hashem b'ma'asav, Yehi Shem Hashem mivorech me'atav ad olam. It happens that Shem Hashem appears in the Yehi Chavod 21 times. It's not exactly 21 times, it's really 20 times, but Yismach Hashem b'sagel ha'aretz is also like a Shem Hashem, Yud Kei Vav Kei, Yismach Hashem b'sagel ha'aretz, and that makes 21, and 21, like we pointed out with respect to tefillin, is the gematria of Ekya Asher Ekya. Yismach Yichvar Hashem la'olam, Yismach Hashem b'ma'asav. Yichvar Hashem la'olam, kavod is yachid. The gematria of kavod is yachid. That's echad. That's what we call in Kabbalah lashon yichuda ilaah. Yichvar Hashem la'olam is the same as Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, which is that the essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is united. Le'olam, it's always permanently united. The Shem Havaya and the Shem Elokim, although Havaya is all time and Elokim is in the Dayan Masha'in of Relos, it's only at one time, but there's Echad. There's a unity. We might not be able to fully understand it, but there's a unity between these two ideas. That's Yichud Eloah. It's the Yichud of Hashem. Yehi Shem Hashem Mevorach, Shem Hashem. And this is Rabbi Yaakov Zvi Mecklenburg has in his Perush on Tefillah, which I just bought at the YU's farm sale for $8. So the Sefer Iyun Tefillah, Rabbi Yaakov Zvi Mecklenburg, he says that Shem Hashem means the Toarim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is the way Hashem appears in the world, consequently the way we refer to Hashem. Yehi Shem Hashem Mevorach means that the way the Ribbono Shel Olam appears to us in the world should be mivorach, should increase, me'atav ad olam. Right? Meaning we should find Hashem more in the world. That's what we call in Tanya, in Alter Rebbe Lashon, and in Kabbalah Lashon, Yehuda Tata. But Yehuda Ila'ah is the unity of the Ribbono Shel Olam himself. Hashem Elokim is all together. Yehuda Tata is Bar Shem Kvo Malchus Olam Vo'et. That means the fact that the Ribbono Shel Olam is present in every part of the world. This comes up right at the beginning of Yehi Chavod. Yehi Chavod has the pasuk of Vehu Rachum Yechaper Avon. Vehu Rachum is actually the idea that sometimes a person can feel that I'm not capable of davening to the Ribbono Shel Olam because I did so many averis. What gives me a right to approach God? So we begin davening with Vehu Rachum, right? So in Yehi Chavod we have Vehu Rachum. By Maariv we have Vehu Rachum. In Rabbi Reis's article, he quotes that Rav Aaron Lichtenstein quoted from the Siddur of Reb Sadik on that Reb Sadik would begin Mincha every day with Vehu Rachum Yechaper Avon, right? Meaning that if you feel that you're a Bala Vera, So then you won't be able to properly you won't be able to properly daven. The psukim that are found in the Yehi Chavod, again, these are assorted psukim, but they talk about the godliness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In Rabbi Reis's article, he notes that we're talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu in two different ways. There's Hashem who's transcendent and Hashem who's imminent, right? In Kabbalah Lashon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Soviv Kol Almin and Mamali Kol Almin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu transcends, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everywhere. That's similar to what we spoke about, Shema and Baruch Shem, Yichud Eloah and Yichud Tetah. You also have this idea, though, in Hashem Bashamayim Hechin Kiso, Umalchuso Bakom Mashallah. Hashem Bashamayim Hechin Kiso means that the Ribbono Shel Olam, his Kisei, Kisei HaKavod, is in the Shamayim, it's inaccessible to us. It's transcendent. But Malchuso Bakom Mashallah is the end of the Pasuk, which refers to the imminence of the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's like the same idea of Yishem Hashem Mevorach, the idea of Baruch Hashem Kavod, which is what Yehi Chavod is about. So again, so Yehi Chavod is really not a tefillah to make short shrift of, even though technically we skip Yehi Chavod before we skip other parts of Pesukei Dezimra, because it's just a sort of Pesukim. It happens on Shabbos, you say Yehi Chavod instead of all the additional Mizmorim of Shabbos. That's like a small consolation. But Yehi Chavod is often skipped. But Lamaisa, there is tremendous value in terms of beginning davening, thinking about God. By Hasidim, they say that if you're praying to God, you first have to appreciate what God is, who God is, where God is. Right? So Pesukei Dezimra, to some extent, is praising the Ribbono Shel Olam, which is a preparation to get into davening. Right? First, you have Karbanis, which is that we get rid of our physical selves. Then we have praising Hashem. Then we become like angels. That's like the beginning of Birchas Kriya Shema. Then we say Shema, and then we ourselves become angels. And then, right, we talk about angels at the beginning of Birchas Kriya Shema. We ourselves become angels in the Shemoneh Esrei, where we keep our feet together, Raglehem, Regel Yeshara. But the idea of Pesukei Dezimra in general is to praise the Ribbono Shel Olam, to understand Hashem. And part of understanding Hashem is certainly brought forward in the Yehi Chavod, where we speak about the element of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the transcendent and the immanent, like we discussed. And you should have an awesome day, guys.